The Phillies trail the Marlins by as many as 5 runs on Tuesday, but the impressive rookie, Rhys Hoskins, would start the comeback in the 7th.
In the air to left field. That one is way back there. It is into the second deck. Solo home run for Rhys Hoskins. That's his 15th of the year.
Goodness!
Kim, of 238 hitters since joining the Phillies. No homers, 3 runs batted in. The pitch. Swing and a ground ball through the right side. A base hit. One run will score. Here comes Hernandez. The throw from right field. He is saved! Yo. They win it! The Phillies win it! They come rushing out of the dugout, and Hyung-Soo Kim, the hero! I don't know whether it's conclusive or not.
His foot is probably 18 inches past.
Here we've got a call, and he is out at the plate. And the game will continue. How about that?
2 balls and 2 strikes to Ozuna. That ball's hit well. Deep to left field, and the Marlins retake the lead. Home run number 33. It's now 110 RBIs on the year for Ozuna. Out towards center field. Yelich is going back toward the wall. He runs out of room! Into the bushes! And we're tied up at 8. Rhys Hoskins with his 2nd home run of the night. It's his 16th of the year.
Nick Williams doubled his last time up. He swings and slices one down the left field line. That's a base hit. Altair around 2nd. He's headed for 3rd. The ball picked up by Ozuna. Altair around 3rd. Here's the play at the plate, and this time he's safe. No question about it. And the Phillies walk it off in the bottom of the 15th inning.
The Nick Williams RBI double gives the Phillies a 9-8 win in 15. Williams finishes 3-for-6 at the plate with the first walk-off hit of his career, and Rhys Hoskins, with his 2 homers on Tuesday, now has 16 round trippers in his first 32 big league games. So Nick Williams plays the role of hero in this one. He's now riding a 10-game hit streak, and the rookie brings an end to a 4-hour, 57-minute game.
Just keep it simple. A couple ABs, I'd say 2 or 3 before that. You know, when the game was starting to get really long, I was trying to do way too much and try to hit a homer every time. So I was like, run on first. Aaron can run. Just, put a good swing on it. I have guys who hit good behind me, so I just wanted to keep the line moving.
Have you ever been involved in a game with 2 walk-off celebrations?
No, never.
It was an odd night for sure. You get a chance to celebrate. But what does it say about this team? Down 7-2 in this one, way, way back a couple hours ago. You battle all the way back and you're able to win it.
Yeah, it's great. Especially after Ozuna hit that homer and Rhys comes out and does the same thing. The guy throwing 100, and I was like, well, we've made it this far. We might as well win it. So, you want to win the whole time, but, we just grind it. We stay fighting. Made good plays both sides, and we came out to win.
All right, so you didn't win on Tuesday, but you did win on Wednesday. It's 5 after midnight. Maybe you can win another game later on today.
Yeah, that'd be great.
The Phillies continue to get production from their youngsters down the stretch, and Pete Maccannon's club would not quit against Miami.
Well, those games are a lot of fun when you win them. It was a shame in that 9th inning we got that call. It was probably the right call, but we were all high-fiving each other and for nothing. But I think my biggest disappointment was that Hoskins didn't hit his 3rd home run to win the game. That kind of disappointed me. This guy's unbelievable. What a bonus he's been to our lineup. And as a matter of fact, he and Williams have really provided a spark. And, for over a month now, I believe we've been battling back. We fell behind, 7-2 today. And the guys just kept playing hard for, the old saying, for 9 innings. Well, 15 innings, they played hard. Bullpen did a real good job. We hung in there and just kept battling.
First time you ever had 2 walk-off celebrations in the same game, right?
In the same game. It's great to win those games. I was running out of pitchers.
Felt like it was like 3 days ago, but Alfaro had those 2 balls that look like they're right at him. Is that just kind of smart that if you lose this game, that would be something you might be kind of looking back at as?
What are you talking about?
The play.
Those were 2 important runs. The 1 ball short hopped him. The other one, I thought he could have reached in a little bit farther and got in front of it. You got to catch the ball, and But it's still a tough play. I'd like to see a perfect strike thrown in there. So would he. It's getting late. You guys want to go home? I'm tired.
The Phillies continue their series against the Marlins on Wednesday with Aaron Nola set to make the start.